for an entire age of Earth. Each of the
Hey everybody, welcome to the second Angry Dorks podcast. Give it up for being awesome.
Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, we got Rich Slayton.
Hello, America.
Rich Slayton is awesome and attractive and has a beard.
I do.
Strangely enough, Ed Greer, who's also with us. Hi, Ed.
What's up, brother?
Ed also has a beard and is attractive.
Oh, man.
I like it.
You're stretching these.
I'd like to do that. We also have with us Dawn Goodson. She is going to be our, intern, sort of. We're, if you guys leave comments on the Facebook page, she's going to incorporate them as well as we can within it without screwing up our awesome rhythm.
Because our interwebs coordinator.
Add your voice to ours.
Yes, we definitely want that.
Delicious.
Delicious indeed. So say hello, Don.
Hello, world.
Yay.
Yay.
If you want to call in, the number is 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. Had to get sexy there at the end.
Yeah, 6-2.
I don't think that worked.
It only works if it's 6-9, right? 69, which I don't like. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, you don't like 6-9 as a thing?
I like to concentrate and do a good job. I don't know. I feel like I don't concentrate as well when there's a mouth on my wing.
Speaking of sexy,
I just think it's because upside down blowjobs suck.
And that's why Spider-Man's a chump.
Yep, that's why Spider-Man is a chump. Today... We are going to talk about, first thing first, bad comic book movies. So do you guys have any haters that comic book movies you specifically hate?
I think that's a disingenuous topic.
Okay, so go ahead.
Because most comic book movies suck.
Fair enough.
Do you, know what I mean?
Do you have a most hated? Mine's probably either Elektra or Daredevil.
Ooh, yeah, that's actually pretty solid.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I see the nuance of this topic.
Because Daredevil, one of my biggest pet peeves in any time you ever make a sci-fi movie is you have to stick to the powers, like, rules.
Right.
All Daredevil is a guy who has super senses and is a pretty good gymnast. That's it.
Right.
That's it. He's a good fighter.
That's a lot.
Chasms.
Yeah, they had
him jumping across chasms and
sticking to walls like he was Spider-Man and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And on top of that, it was just a bad movie.
Well, I mean, it was terrible in Daredevil and Elektra fighting in broad daylight with their super ninja skills. A blind dude and a Grecian bitch fighting ninja style on the seesaw, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do in the middle of your movie.
And yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, his secret identity is well kept in broad daylight.
Dude, yeah. Blind dude fights ninja bitch, story at 11. You know what I
mean? Exactly.
Ruined the whole thing.
He's blind and he's fighting someone with some mad skills. Also, he's a lawyer, a well-known lawyer on top of that. And then the other thing they did was, and my other probably most hated movie, Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 3 I hate because it's moving with coincidence completely.
I'll nominate the entire Spider-Man franchise. Here you go.
The first three Spider-Man.
Go web. Fly. Up, up, and away, web.
That's how I feel about
it. Look at that.
That's the three in a row.
Rich got us sound effects, guys. How awesome was that? We just got to hear a Spider-Man sound effect. That was when he was trying to get the webs out of his wrist, which was bullshit. But I'm not going to talk about that. That's one of my bits. You can
That's
come
why
see
I
that.
Included that one, is because I know you hate the stupid wrist webs.
Dude, so retarded.
Well,
so
I mean, I think it is, and I think a good thing about the new Spider-Man movie is the fact that they used the super fresh, I made them web thing, but they even, I'm sorry, man, they even fucked that up.
Yep.
Because the damn web shit comes from, spoiler alert, Dirks, the web comes from Oscorp.
Yep.
What the fuck is the point in having the villains supply the heroes with half of their gear?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
And on top of that, like, I know everybody's just like, he's just a kid. How would he come? Because he's smart. All right, you fucking assholes. He's a smart kid, and he concentrated. Also, it's a fake thing. there's no reality in this. We all know that spider, that you don't get bit by a spider and get fucking superpowers. We all know.
How do you know?
That shit happens.
Have you been bit by a spider?
Not a radioactive spider. Before? No. You know why? Because when you put radiation on a spider, it fucking dies. That's what happens.
Again, from all of your radiation spider
experience. I'm constantly doing experiments on spiders.
All I'm saying is, like, I think it's cool that he's smart too, because the cool thing about superheroes is, okay, you get this thing that happens to you and you get super. And then the second thing you do with it is where the story starts. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like we all know, if we all woke up with Superman's powers, frankly, the average Joe, there'd be a bunch of raped up chicks, there'd be a bunch of robbed up banks. You know what I mean? Like that. It wouldn't be a bunch of trains getting stopped and babies being saved and shit. You know what I mean? So that's where the story starts. That's why you like Superman.
Yeah.
Where's the story start with Spider-Man? Where's the story start with the Hulk? What does the Hulk do with all that? You know what I mean? That's the story. You know what I'm saying? So Spider-Man making some webs to make himself be a better Spider-Man, that makes sense. That's a story.
It moves the story forward. And that was my biggest complaint about the third movie. I take almost a pass on the second movie. I kind of enjoyed the second movie. But the third movie, the whole movie, this is how the movie starts out. He's hanging out in a goddamn web in the middle of Central Park with Mary Jane, and a meteor just happens to hit right in Central Park, right next to Spider-Man, and there just happens to be an alien symbiote in that meteor that happens to hit in Central Park, where he happens to be in a special web hanging out with his chick, and the alien symbiote gets on him, and then all of a sudden that moves it forward.
Well, they even set up the going into space plot line with Jonah Jr.
J. Jonah Jameson, which is on the cartoon. The cartoon version he's crashing, and Spider-Man saves him, and the symbiote is on the actual shuttle. And I understand you can't do Secret Wars. That shit's complicated, and let's be honest,
but they could have did that
best.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have did that at least. Yeah,
because that's
symbiote
a plot.
Just kicking it on the moon.
It came from
J's,
space.
You know what I mean? And then it comes out on the space dude. I got it.
I just don't understand why you already have superheroes. Why do you need more fantastic stuff? And the new Spider-Man movie, why did we have to have that he saved a dude who just happened to be able to control all the cranes in Manhattan? Like, he's already Spider-Man. Just let him swing.
Well, you know, I think they really labor to make that New York love Spider-Man, Jesus all over Spider-Man stuff. It's like, is that a web on you or a bunch of New Yorker jizz? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, they want that shit to happen so bad. They want to get that over so bad. So they just put that in as their way of doing that.
Can I just throw in something real fast, by the way? The third X-Men movie, Brett Ratner.
Oh.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Man.
Or not. I don't know.
That
it's not worth
really
talking
awful.
About, really.
That movie's really awful. You know what? I got a nerd confession.
Okay.
I never saw it. Not ever.
It's a good decision.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
That movie, I can't even... It's just... everything is bad about it. First off, let me say this about Wolverine. Wolverine is the best character in the world because his story is that he's basically a murdering maniac bad guy who gets a chance to be a good guy. He gets redemption. Like, he gets that chance. In the movies, he's basically just like a kind of grumpy dude. He's like, I'm kind of pissed off.
We have a comment. Gail has written in to say, do all you guys fantasize about Wonder Woman and Catwoman getting into a pillow fight?
Who's fantasizing about Wonder Woman? What is this, 1967?
No, dude, Wonder Woman, you know that she, her kegels are like, she could use her vagina like the Hulk does that clap.
Oh, well,
knock people down with her vagina.
Here's a super dork response to that question. Everybody knows that Wonder Woman couldn't pillow fight with Catwoman because she would totally smash her with a pillow like out of a window or something. Because Wonder Woman is so much stronger than Catwoman.
Yeah, that's true. Also, this person spelled Catwoman, K-A-T space woman. Gail, you should be ashamed.
Here's why Wolverine rocks.
I'm the best there is at what I do.
Yeah.
What I do isn't very nice.
That's why Wolverine kills
it. That is awesome. That's the one from Wolverine versus Hulk, right?
There you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty good recognition, too, because I haven't seen Wolverine versus Hulk.
I've seen that. Like, I have it on my computer right now. Oh, wait, no. That's the old computer that took a shit.
Rather see Emma Frost. Yeah, I'd like to rather see Emma Frost and Iceman get it on. I think that would be...
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah, right? Mm. It'd be fractal geometry of light.
That actually sounds like a rap song, Diamonds and Ice.
That is funny.
That's how you have to laugh when you do that.
That's how we're supposed
to laugh. You make that joke, that's how you're supposed to laugh.
We do have another comment.
Oh, another comment?
Yeah. Melissa says, haha, am I creating a future nerd girl? My daughter wants to go as Spider Girl or Supergirl. I'm assuming for Halloween. I don't know. Which do you recommend? I'm planning on going as Wonder Woman. I guess Halloween? Is that what we're...
Whatever you do, don't let her be Power Girl.
Power Girl has big, giant, exposed boobs.
Rich. Yeah.
I actually say, as an honest piece of advice, give her a female character who's not a spinoff of a male character. Give her a Jubilee. Jubilee has an awesome costume.
Yeah, but Jubilee sucks.
Yeah.
Jubilee just never realized her full potential. Jubilee could be like, yo, let me bend light and make you think you're seeing stuff that's not there and then laser you up.
She just
instead, Jubilee's like, oh,
that,
I just make pretty pictures.
She has the power to suck on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
I'll give her that. She could suck way harder.
Wolverine would not have been down with Jubilee if she was that lame.
I mean, that's the reason I think that this whole Wolverine pals up with young girls. Everybody wants to shit on Michael Jackson. But why is it that Wolverine kicks it with 16-year-old girls like most of the time?
Yeah.
And everybody thinks that's just so cool.
Isn't there some kind of theory that Wolverine has like some kind of strange pheromones and shit? So chicks just want to bang him all the time?
All I know is that Hugh Jackman made me pull on his sideburns that he was very proud to have grown on the set of X-Men 2. So he was very happy about them.
Well, that's pretty cool. He made you pull on them?
That he did. He was super proud of them. And he said, hey, pull on these. I grew them myself.
That well, you know, you got to make sure that everybody knows. That
it's
that's
like
dedication.
He asked you. He's like, he just backed you in the corner like, pull on these.
They popped his claws and said, if you don't pull on these.
Someone's asking about why there hasn't been a Wonder Woman movie.
Mm. Okay, I will break it down. And I don't even know about Wonder Woman like that, but I will totally break it down. First of all, she comes from this whole like super chick society. Some versions of her origin, she's made out of clay and stuff. There's like all this magic and shit to her origin and the society she comes from.
Yep.
So basically, they would have to make a chick 300 for 20 minutes.
Yep.
Getting you used to her world and then get you ready to deal with her going into the man's world and blah, blah. And you really got to have a statuesque broad. You really can't just have some Kate Beckinsale-ass little broad.
Yeah, you can't have Angelina Jolie.
You got to have
Woman.
Her be like Lucy Lawless a little bit, you know, like a big old gal. And there ain't no big old gal movie stars.
No.
You know what I mean? Mm-mm. So you're going to continue to have these diminutive little broads play it, and it's going to continue to get caught up in developmental shit. And DC doesn't have the confidence to play up a magic-ass character like that from this magic world with the chicks with spears and stuff. They don't have the confidence to do that, and they can't find a way to modernize it or flip it or bounce it like they did DC and, like they did Superman. Man of Batman. Bam. That's the reason.
The other thing is that movie could go one of two ways. Either that's 2.5 hours of people telling the truth and that's super boring. Or she solves the mystery in the first 5 minutes and she's like, who's the killer? Oh yeah, it's your dad. Okay. All right. We solved that.
And then
she
punches that dude out and it's done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a real good way to do it would be like a Superman with less tact and less care for regular people.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman kills people, supposedly.
Yeah.
Like I said, all DC Comics characters besides Superman and Batman, to me, kind of suck. So I guess I'm kind of a whack Marvel zombie in that manner.
Yeah, yeah.
But Wonder Woman always, to me, was the third coolest because at least she would kill people. At least she had a cool little origin of where she came from and stuff. She had her own whole, you know, group of thoughts on that stuff. And she was a stranger in a strange land. This land of dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She was a stranger here.
She's badass, but they the newest version, they made a couple of mistakes with that. I can't remember. There was a bunch of complaints about it. We'll have to look that up at some point.
Well, getting back to bad movies, I don't know if I want to keep it just to comic book movies.
A Wonder Woman movie made right now would be bad.
It would be. Although Joss Whedon wants to write it.
I know, but he already did a draft and they already said, nah, fuck it. So yeah, it would be bad, but what's bad?
I was going to say the movie version of Eragon was the biggest piece of trash.
Is so shitty on every... Well, first off, they stole from Star Wars. They changed the whole fucking thing, and they also condensed a bunch of... Like revealed shit they didn't need to... It was terrible.
Well, anytime you take a book and you go, hey, you know how you didn't know who the villain was until the end? We're going to make you know who he is immediately in the beginning.
Yeah.
The same thing with the fourth Harry Potter movie.
Yep.
The Goblet of Fire, where they have Barty Crouch just kicking it in the beginning. Just out there, when that's the whole point, is who's jacking everybody up.
Yep. Yep.
Astute listeners will know or notice that I abstain from all this magic talk because magic sucks.
Our viewers will also notice if you're watching us on Ustream, which you can access on skidrowstudios.com, you'll might notice that today Ed is not inking his drawings like he was last time.
Also, I
fucking do that, okay? I got autistic all of a sudden. I like to do my art.
Also, Ed, magic is awesome. Dragons are fucking cool. I don't give a shit what you say.
I liked Rite of Fire because they tried to science it up. And even then, they fucked it all up. Talk about these dragons eat ashes. Who the fuck can eat ashes,
yeah, that's
bro?
That's
there is
dumb.
No nutritional value in ashes, bro.
Yeah, that's just the silliest that's thing just burnt stuff. Why would that create fire? That's true. Stupid. That is terrible.
We have another nice comment, though, guys.
Oh, what was
from,
that?
From Zach. He says, Lucy Lawless for Wonder Woman. And we got a like on that, too. So people
not
think
a bad
that
one.
Would be good. She is still hot. And it doesn't matter that she's a little bit older. I think she is. She's attractive. She's strong.
Yeah, they'd probably make her play Wonder Woman's mom and stuff, though. Yeah.
The Xena costume is pretty close to Wonder Woman, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very similar. The chakra on the side.
I think that was the whole point, honestly.
Oh, yeah, it was.
They did the Wonder Woman TV show, and that was what they were going to try to do as a Wonder Woman TV show first, but then somebody wanted to do a movie, and then blah, 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 and it just didn't happen.
Well, that's the only way you can really get over Wonder Woman as a concept. Her rolling around, smacking bullets with her stupid... You got to have her throwing a Volkswagen up Galactus's ass type thing.
I think it would be better in a team movie. In a team movie, not a teen.
Oh, no,
movie,
no, yeah.
A team,
yeah.
Like a Justice League. And
oh, yeah, she's
I
the
thought
Hulk.
You were thinking like High School Musical 4 Wonder Woman.
High School Musical 4 Wonder Woman.
No, she's the Hulk. She's the Hulk. And remember we talked about it last time. Hulk does not need his own movies. Hulk needs to show up in giant movies and do
just
some giant
smash
shit.
Some shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't need his own movies for us to ruminate like it's fucking these Dark Knight movies with the Christian Bale. Oh, let me cry about being the Hulk for 50 minutes before you see the thing because I'm too expensive.
Yeah.
The cool
exactly.
part of me is
Hulk.
Too fucking expensive.
Yeah. Well, and also they want to do the Flash. The rumor is the Flash. There was a Flash 80s TV show that honestly... I fucking loved as a kid.
It wasn't that bad.
I had a good time with
it. That dude's muscle suit was awesome.
That was a badass suit. I wanted that suit really badly. But they want to... And the Flash is a terrible character for a movie because all he does is run really fast. I mean, really, that's all he does. He's not super strong. He can't take a... If he gets punched, he just gets knocked out.
Well,
that's not that... I mean, think about it. I enjoyed Jumper, despite the flaws in the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
I enjoyed Jumper as a premise, taking what would... If Nightcrawler wasn't all tatted up and weird looking, what would that dude's life be like if he was just kicking it, like popping from place to place?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can have one power, but when your one power makes you almost omniscient and omnipresent, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, any situation that Flash would get in, honestly, he could solve. For real, he could solve.
Yeah.
Bomb, take the bomb apart. You know what I mean? Or run it way the fuck over here and then stop and let the momentum of it go out into fucking space. You know what I mean? He could do anything. That's the reason why he sucks. Green Lantern sucks. Superman sucks. DC, as a general, they've built their whole house on a bunch of characters who don't need each other.
Well, now this
they
is going
to
lead
each other at
to
all.
What I, the other thing I wanted to talk about, which was comparing Marvel, DC, maybe Image, Top Cow, any of the other comic book, groups, Dark Horse, although Dark Horse is part of Marvel, right? Or part of DC, right?
No, Dark Horse is... I think Dark Horse is still its own thing.
Okay, yeah.
Wildstorm got bought by DC. So it's like Wildstorm, Image Comics are DC, more or less.
Yeah. Because for me, I always liked DC because I felt like the characters were more epic. You know, you got your Batman, your Superman, your Green Lantern. They're huge, iconic, insane... like inconceivable characters, whereas I liked Marvel because I always felt like, you know, almost all those dudes can die. All of them have like weaknesses, and really the stories in Marvel I think were 1,000 times better. What do you guys think?
I like the new from Boom Comics. I picked up this thing called The Key of Z.
Chase, you never read that.
Coit and Cambria, the lead singer wrote it, and it's one of the coolest zombie stories ever. I love Marvel. I love DC when it's Batman. But I'm enjoying the super epic stories, you know, the Why the Last Mans or Preachers or things like that.
Oh, Preacher's amazing.
But Key of Z is probably the most interesting. Basically, after zombie apocalypse, New York City or Manhattan is the last safe zone, and it's divided into three different factions based on if you hang out at Shea Stadium, if you hang out at Yankee Stadium, or hang out at the Madison Square Garden. And they're all trying to vie for supremacy of the last bastion of safety in the area. And this dude has a jacked up harmonica. And if he plays low notes, all the zombies follow him like he's the Pied Piper. Hits the high notes, they go crazy and they wreck shit. They just kill people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is exciting. Have you heard about Crossed? Have you read Crossed yet? I can't remember who did it, but I believe it's Garth Ennis. Anybody listening, if you want to correct me, that's fine. But it's so fucked up. And that's one of the things that I was going to say is in independent comic books, it feels like you have more options to write the more really fucked up shit.
Well, you don't have the pressure to keep continuing that character unless you want to.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Warren Ellis always said, the reason why superhero books are fucked up and the reason why the comic book industry is fucked up is because everybody wearing capes and boots and all this jazz, 80% of the characters doing that, that would be like if 80% of books were nurse novels. Just think about it. Think about if 80% of every book you picked up was about a nurse and how her feet hurt and how her white orthopedic shoes and all the jazz. That's what it's like when you go into a store and all of their books, quote unquote, have a bunch of people in boots and belts and shit.
Yeah.
That's how weird it is. That is dominated in that fashion. So when Warren Ellis or somebody wants to write these independent books where people can die, and you know, you're talking about some of these characters in Marvel can die. No, they can't. Because there's too many T-shirts and too many underoos and shit.
Yeah. But in independent if they books, die, you got to bring them back to life.
The main character can get killed.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool about some of them. Too bad they don't hire superstar artists.
Yeah. It's true. But there's a lot of underground artists who are great.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Ed Greer.
Ah.
Ed Greer is going to draw you guys one of the best comic books ever one day.
All right. We got a caller on the air. Caller, you're here with us. What's your name?
It's Joe Starr.
Oh, hey, Joe made it in.
Joe
Yay,
Starr.
Joe.
Gentlemen, how's everybody doing?
Pretty good. That's perfect timing, and I'll tell you why, because I think now we can move into most hated comic book character. Did you have a thought on most hated comic book character, Joe Starr?
Most hated comic book character.
Or a few.
I think Superman gets a lot of crap.
Okay.
I don't know that it's all justified, but I know I think Superman gets a lot of crap because he's Superman.
Nice. You have an opinion about that?
Do I have an opinion on that?
Yeah.
I think Superman's boring. I think he's sort of hard to make exciting, and I think that's sort of, since Superman is the DC flagship, that's sort of as an extension of why DC has a hard time trying to be edgy and exciting, because when you have to go so far, because, you know, Superman's so wholesome and kind of square, I guess.
Yeah,
and as an extension, so is DC. So when DC kind of tries to, you know, be edgy, they have to go way too far. Like, guys, you know, we're not lame. Look at Sue Dibney. She got raped. That's edgy storytelling, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, oh, by the way, listeners, this is Joe Starr. He was going to be our guest. He had scheduling things, so he couldn't make it into the studio, so he's calling in. Joe Starr is a part of Geekscape. A writer on there, and he is super funny comedian as well. Look him up on the Facebook, Joe Starr, Starr.
There are two Joe Starrs. One of them is
not as cool as you.
Kind of a big, fat club comic guy.
Oh, interesting.
And the other one is me. And so if you find the big Joe Starr. That's not who you're looking for. You're looking for the one that makes no money at the company.
If you find the big Joe Starr, kick his door down and say this.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
What is that from? That
Roddy Piper. Live.
Huh?
Right?
I don't know what that's from.
Oh, you fucker. That's from They Live.
Yeah, that's Roddy Piper from They Live.
Yep, from John Carpenter's They Live.
Awesome. Oh, Gil Scott.
Star. That's
why he's not the biggest star in the world. Roddy Piper. Amazing.
There's another great comment here I think we have to go into. You look hot, Ron Swallow. From Gail.
No, yes. Thanks, Gail. Nice.
It's the new T-shirt.
Gail also says that Aquaman sucks. So.
Oh, see.
That's easy.
I mean, people don't like Aquaman, but I got to be honest with you. The guy's super strong. right? Mm-hmm. He's super strong. He can make fish do whatever the fuck he wants them to do. That's not cool.
Well, the thing that they mess up on with Aquaman is this: why doesn't Aquaman control water? What the fuck?
Oh, that's a good point.
Why doesn't he control water?
Does Namor do that?
If he could control... No!
That's also a weak part of Namor,
too. Think about a dude who could instantly fill your skyscraper full of water with sharks in it that want to kill you.
That would be awesome.
That would be the illest... Dude, people would be so scared of Aquaman, bro. People would be so scared of Aquaman.
Aquaman's a pussy Poseidon.
It kind of is. I guess you're right. I don't like that's when he got the hook for
him. Spider-Man's never been afraid of Hydro-Man, though, to be fair.
Yeah, because he can't put sharks in the water, bro.
Okay, so it's not just the water and it's not just the sharks.
And because Spider-Man's never climbing a spout.
and Hydro-Man is stupid as hell. Hydro-Man is stupid. And the reason why, I don't get why they put Spider-Man up against dudes who could become sand or water or all that stuff. What for?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Spider-Man punches dudes and flips away from said dudes. Yep. Why are you going to have some hydro, you know?
Also, they made him fight, there was a character called Lightmaster. I was just reading about this. First off, Lightmaster, he actually has pretty cool powers. He can created a suit and then he became just energy. But it's the dumbest name on the fucking planet.
Lightmaster?
He's Lightmaster.
Or maybe Lightmaster could kick it with Dazzler.
Yeah, Dazzler and Lightmaster can hang out and make light.
With Jubilee. Dazzler, Lightmaster, Jubilee are kicking it in a van and the van's all psychedelic and then it goes off a cliff and it blows the fuck up.
Jubilee will wreck your shit, son.
Jubilee
is
wack.
Let's not forget about Spider-Man's greatest villain. Marriage.
That is his
shot.
Awesome.
Yeah, who's the worst? Who's the worst sidekick? Then we've got worst superhero. Who's the worst sidekick?
Speedy.
Wait. Who's supposed to be the worst superhero?
Aqualad.
Aqualad
also is definitely the worst. Aqualad's a waste of fucking time.
So wait,
worst superhero. Pixie's my pick.
Pixie.
From X-Men. God.
Oh yeah.
She'd be my sidekick pick too, I guess.
Well, you know what though, X-Men shtick is to have too many characters.
Yep.
Have you noticed that?
That's their shtick. Kill some of them. That's how they kill people.
Yeah. So X-Men gets a pass for me for having lame characters because they do that a lot. Like, there's a new brood, a little brood that wears glasses that goes to the school.
Oh,
like,
Brood's awesome though.
Dude, they gotta kill that guy though, man. They gotta kill that guy.
Oh, Brood's the best.
Kid Gladiator. They gotta kill some of these guys, man.
Why you gotta hate minorities, Ed Greer?
Well, Gladiator's
it's actually
shit
pretty well known
minority.
That Ed Greer is wildly hates minorities. He's always helping the white man.
Yep. Helping him to his grave. Oh, yeah, Django Unchained, August 22nd. What?
Someone's making some comments about... go ahead.
Yes. John Constantine, bad comic book character or not?
No.
And does anyone know much about his origins outside of the Keanu Reeves movie?
Constantine kills it as a character, but I would nominate his sidekicks for worst sidekicks because every driver he gets is a stupid douche.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, fair enough. And Keanu, as far as Constantine comes from, is he? My understanding is he died, made a pact with some kind of something or other.
It's magic. Magic
got magic powers, and
ironically enough,
yeah. And Ed hates that stuff. What about you, Joe? Do you know much about Constantine?
I don't know much about. I have like one trade of Constantine that's like about. There's like a demon that makes people just have to eat everything. And, like, he has a heroin addict friend, and he kills the heroin addict friend to, like, kill the demon. It's a cool comic, but outside of that, I don't really know anything about the guy, outside of Keanu Reeves.
Okay. Another person suggested Juggernaut as a shitty character.
He's definitely one note. I would agree with that.
Yeah, he doesn't do much. Can't do much. And Blob is also a good argue.
I'm gonna be stopped. I can't be stopped.
All right, guys, we'll be back in 1 minute, taking a quick break here.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Hey, everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
All right, guys, we're back. If you need to blame someone for that awkward pause when we went out to break, blame me. So I'm going to give myself a quick fail.
Yeah, sound effects, bitches. Are you still there, Joestar?
I'm here.
Sweet. We were thinking maybe we should go back to talking about the dynamic between Marvel, DC, you know, kind of comparing some of the characters and storylines and et cetera, because you were just talking about how Superman is kind of a dick.
Them. Huh? Let's compare some.
I do like comparison things.
Yeah, let's comparison them.
Hold on, do we have dirty comments? Is that why you guys are giggling over there?
No, just strange, but yeah. That's okay.
Just strange. Okay, so
if
what
you'd like to hear, you know?
Joe, let's start off this one. Which do you think has a better unmade movie right now, DC or Marvel?
A better unmade movie.
Which one has a better story that's yet to be made?
Well, actually,
better story.
Why The Last Man?
Does that count as a DC comic?
I don't know. It's
really
Vertigo, right?
Yeah, that is Vertigo.
So, I don't know.
I can't hear myself. Am I on the mix? No, keep talking. So, Joe, what do you think?
Marvel's got something, I think, solid with an Iron Fist story.
Interesting.
Doing the Brubaker Fraction run of Invincible Iron Fist.
Iron Fist?
I
don't hear that one very often.
I literally can't hear myself, yo.
For some reason, we're having technical difficulties with Ed's mic.
No, seriously, I'm still participating. Yeah, Iron Fist sucks, man. You got to do Iron Fist and Power Man.
Power Man?
Like, I just can't hear Star.
Now, that would be my vote for, these TV projects that Marvel's getting off the ground would be a Power Man Iron Fist show, like a Heroes for Hire.
Why do you like Iron Fist so much? What's the draw?
Why do I like Iron Fist so much?
Yeah, what's the sell me? Come on, pitch me Iron Fist, brother.
Well, I mean, the draw for me was that Invincible Iron Fist run. That story's amazing. I'm Big Trouble in Little China is the best movie ever made for me, and Invincible Iron Fist hit a lot of the same notes. You know, it was just like the Chinese mysticism stuff, and just all the weird like steampunky and otherworldly elements and stuff like that. Just hit all the right notes for me, man.
Iron Fist equals another white interloper into the kung fu world. Thusly, I can't.
I totally agree with you. And I actually did a top 10 list today that'll be going up on geekscape.net tomorrow called White Man Can't Kick. Stories.
All right, well, let's hear about that since we got you on the air.
No, okay, sure. It's just, since like the 80s, there's been lots of white dudes in martial arts stories. And, so sometimes they're, that sort of like Avatar dances with wolves. I'm going to become the best at what your culture does thing. And then sometimes they're just, supporting characters that are there. And that's the big reason why Danny Rand isn't number one on the list. And actually Jack Burton is, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
that's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
That's how we feel about white guys doing martial arts.
Well, dude, I just hearken back to that. This is my moment where I just, as a person, I divorced myself from the white boy kung fu thing.
Okay.
I was watching American Ninja. I do believe it was American Ninja 1.
I remember that movie.
And American Ninja had taken his American Ninja-ness to the Army, and he was in Army basic training, and he had to fight a big black put-over device. Anybody who follows wrestling or comic books or anything knows what a put-over device is.
Yeah.
When a big character comes in and your character overcomes them, and that puts that other character over. It makes them look good in comparison because they beat this. And so he beats up a black dude. He puts a bucket on his head and defeats, embarrassingly, a vastly physically superior black specimen. And that's how they put over the American Ninja. And I was like, you know what?
I'm that was your American Ninja Rodney King moment?
Dude, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I can't be party to this anymore.
Was
this
that when American
trash.
Ninja jumped the Negro?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just laughed when that happened. I don't know what that means.
Oh, dude, because it wasn't you getting beat up. It wasn't you. They might as well put Joe Louis up there.
Yeah.
Or no, but you know, and it's
well, he was beat by Muhammad Ali, but you know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, well, Joe Louis was one of the very first champions that kind of like rallied, you know, black people
badass.
Around him. And he was like, if Joe Louis won, black people won. He was one of the first ones like that.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
But anyway.
You hated Rocky V.
Dude, I hated Rocky V. I really liked Rocky III. Rocky III was great. He had to go to the Negro gym just to get his good. You know what I mean? That was honest.
Yep.
That was honest. He had to go train with the Negroes just to compete. That's honest. Be honest, Rocky.
And get some goddamn rhythm.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, Rocky used to fight like Christian Bale does in these new Batman movies, just walk right up to the dude slugging. You know what I mean? He had to get some dance to him. You know what I mean? That was dope.
How about Black Panther as a movie then?
Black Panther's never
I think
over.
Black Panther will be a good movie once Marvel actually figures out what to do with Black Panther.
Okay, fair enough.
Because Black Panther is a really low-budget Batman right now. Like, if Gotham City was full of... spear chuckers that if they threw their spear it would turn into a spaceship, you know what I mean? like that's Wakanda, they're still walking around with spears and shit, but they got hella technology too.
Yeah, so just like,
my thing is, he's never even in Wakanda. You're the king of a country and you just hang out in New York ghettos all the time,
dude. I know, it's like he's saying like fuck the, even Black Panther doesn't fight black on black crime. You know what I mean? He just goes to the American ghetto and fights, you know, a bunch of, you know, multiracial comic book versions of gangs.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
I am pretty done with like the so super technological meme that they go back to a simple life. Like, you know, like in a Stargate where the Egyptian aliens are so super advanced, they just kick it in some gold chains and just hang out with staffs. Really? That's
right,
it.
Right.
You take your technology to that direction. Give me South Korea. I want that rapping dude from South Korea. I want his life.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I thought that was a really cool meme. I gotta say, that one got over on me. The way the magic gets over on you guys. The whole, we're so advanced, we just gotta chill out in a hammock. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay. Now, since we've been talking about movies a little bit, my friend Zach Beseda, cool dude, also owns literally thousands of Superman comics. It's his favorite dude. He was saying... we should talk about Superman movies, because he was saying I own thousands of Superman comics and don't own one Superman movie. Oh, is there a comment?
Is there a new comment?
No. Okay, we're good.
No, not really.
not really.
Imagine didn't out at all.
Judging those.
All right.
You're judging the internet comics that are there.
Well, I don't blame him, because there hasn't been a good Superman movie worth owning yet.
Well, and that's what he wants to argue is, like, were those Christopher Reeves, God bless him, we all love him, he seems to have made a great character as Superman, but were those movies actually good?
Not at all, no.
Nope.
Right? Terrible plot.
They were. Yeah, they're awful plots. He spins the world backwards at one point.
Yeah, which would, of course, just lose gravity.
These three aliens show up. Zod and everybody show up. I think is this two? This is Superman.
That's two.
It's
Superman
two.
Dude, and when they show, they show up and they fight,
they beat up a town like outside of Des Moines, Iowa, and then the world surrenders to them. You know, there's no scope to these movies.
Dude, also when they first show up, they go to the moon and they beat up a dude in a spacesuit and they're talking shit to the dudes in the spacesuit and the dudes can hear them.
Yeah.
How the hell are you hearing people talking shit to you on the moon, bro? Yeah. Nobody, they don't have helmets on or nothing. They're just talking in a vacuum and you can hear them.
And apparently, clear as day. Oxygen.
I would have given him that if it had been interesting to watch.
Well, no, I mean, and do you notice how that's the first movie where they start bringing in the extra superpowers?
Yeah.
Like, I think Zod shoots a beam from his finger at somebody's torso.
Yeah.
Who said Superman or any Kryptonian could do anything like that? They played fast and loose with his powers in every single movie. In Superman 4, he looks at a wall and builds it back up with his mind.
Yeah.
That's what Superman does, bro. That's what they do. That's what he does.
Yeah, and then let's talk the last Superman, Superman Returns. Apparently, Superman returns. His kid has asthma. That's interesting. I don't know how that would have happened. If you have a super kid, probably not going to have asthma.
Well, breathing lots of smog, you know.
Dude, Lois Lane had unprotected sex in about a 2-month period with two different dudes.
Yeah.
She sucks.
I think she's a wonderful... I think that makes her good. What's wrong with you?
No, it does.
What are you discouraging superhero
fluzies? I didn't even see that movie.
I didn't even see that movie. You know that movie?
There was one good part, and that was when he catches the plane. That looked awesome. But the rest of the movies, at one point he picks up a continent that is kryptonite. He dies from fucking kryptonite. And he picks up, and it pierces him right through the fucking shoulder. And he doesn't just fall down and get crushed by kryptonite and die. Which is exactly what would happen.
Joe, like, here's what you can do. If you want to experience that movie, go to Skid Row right outside our studios, paint an S on some homeless guy's chest, and then have him punch you in the face and give him $15.
Because that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I remember watching the commentary on X-Men 2 and when Magneto's breaking out of his prison with his little metal disc. And Bryan Singer on the commentary is like, well, we wanted to have him, or, you know, in the comic books, he just kind of flies around, and I don't like pointless over-the-top powers. And then, like, a couple months later, he's like, I'm directing Superman. I was like, wait, never mind.
You didn't like pointless over-the-top.
And made his powers even more over-the-top than they're supposed to be. Like you said, he picked up a continent made of kryptonite.
Yeah.
I mean, Batman has a piece of kryptonite the size of like a wedding diamond that he uses to keep Superman at bay and uses several times to knock him the hell out.
He did scale him back. He made him the Doug Flutie of superheroes. He had to buy breakfast cereal to save his asthma kid.
Dude, I don't get the point of the super kid. I don't get the point of them trying to act like it was a continuation.
Also, he's a super stalker too.
Yeah, but to Star's point, all DC characters are sort of boring, though. Even when you look at some of the, besides Batman, look at all the rest of them.
Yeah, and the stories are lame, too, because all they ever do is infinite crisis is on crisis of the final crisis that was a crisis. It's like...
And say what you want about Marvel being kind of violent and venal.
Yeah.
At least they deal with the real... like facts of life, and like Star said earlier, every time DC decides to so-called get real, like a chick gets raped, or like that one time when they cut the Green Lantern's girlfriend into parts and put her in a refrigerator, bro. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah,
is that what you're gonna do?
Yeah,
that's how you're gonna represent your comic book.
Why not a story where the character actually has some difficulties in his life?
I'm a commercial artist.
All I'm saying, if DC has any hope of survival, they need to hand the creative reins over to Rob Liefeld immediately.
Dude, he's doing 4 books right now. He's drawing and writing a Hawkman book.
What happened? He quit.
Well, dude, he was, last time I went to the store, it was a Hawkman book, the Deathstroke to Terminator book, and another book that all were written and drawn by Rob Liefeld. I was dying.
No, dude, he quit. He had a Twitter meltdown that's been going on all week. It's amazing. You've got to check it out.
Oh,
like,
man.
He's been calling out like Scott Snyder. And he's been calling out like Tom Brevoort, and like it's hilarious. He's just like, yeah, fuck these guys.
So what you mean is he's available for the show?
Yeah, he's completely available for your show.
Let's do it.
As long as he's still wearing Lee jeans or Levi's. Was it Levi's that he did the commercial for in the so-called classic days?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God, I can't. That man is richer than I will ever be, and he has never drawn a foot or a background.
Dude, my boys and I used to say that his guns look like envelopes. Like, every single time.
It's like if I was a millionaire from being a comedian, and I never said like verbs on stage. I don't know how else to like describe it. Like
Like you never completed sentences and there were no punchlines.
Yeah, I never completed sentences.
Just a lot of premises. What if Juggernaut and the Blob hung out a lot?
I bet we could get that show over here in town, though.
Probably.
If we pitched it as verbless comedy, people would be like, that's a new thing. All right, let's try it out.
Wow. Yeah. Are you going to wear glasses and a plaid shirt?
Check it out.
Guys, I hear Dimitri Martin's not using verbs anymore.
Dude, Pop-Tarts, drawing, bike seat, done.
Dimitri just draws pictures of his verbs.
Awesome. We are so super nerdy.
Well, as we dismount, what do you want to talk about?
Let's see.
Wow, that one.
We're having some.
Can I bring up my crush on Burt Ward as a kid? Is that something that's worth bringing up?
Yeah,
I think that was my first crush. Seriously, I was just so in love with him. Speaking of sidekicks,
we had most hated characters? How about superhero crushes?
Yeah.
Any superhero?
Superhero crushes.
They're still just paper, man. I just can't do that.
I mean, when I was in sixth grade, I wanted to dry hump anything J. Scott Campbell drew.
Fair enough.
I'm not ashamed.
Well, yeah, his chicks always looked like chipmunks to me. I never wanted to rub up on a chipmunk.
Yeah, you know, nowadays I'm to the point where I'm like, I get it.
Anything that Adam Hughes draws, when Adam Hughes drew a Gen 13 book, he drew three issues. He drew Fairchild one way, the big brawny, ginger broad. He drew the Native American girl with a flat and sort of Native American face. Hey, Native Americans, don't get mad at me. I'm black. You know, we got big noses, whatever. But sort of that sort of flat-ish, hawkish sort of face that certain Native American tribes have. He drew the rain girl like that. He drew all the girls super different and real hot. So I got to say, when Adam Hughes gets down, he really does draw some girls that are jizz worthy.
I once had a dream where I was fighting the black version of Catwoman all over town. Well, that wasn't Halle Berry. It was Halle Berry-esque, but it wasn't Halle Berry specifically. It was a black cat when we were fighting all over town. Then we got ready to start banging, and as soon as we started, she turned into a fat black woman. I don't know what that means. But
so that's just the truth for you.
What about Michael Turner's ladies? What about like Fathom and stuff? Those chicks are hot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm into them.
Fathom. I'm Zatanna, even though you hate magic. I'm Zatanna.
I'm going back to
Zatanna.
Zatanna
wears a tuxedo.
Yeah, fuck yeah, she does. And no pants.
I have an outfit like that. Just FYI.
Nice.
Zena's sidekick, Gabrielle.
Did you hear Ron Swallow's wiener hit the bottom of the table? Did you hear that? It was like clunk. It was like a ninja star landing.
I think Joe was agreeing.
Jump on the Zena train. Gabrielle and Kalisto.
Oh, Kalisto. Yeah, but they're real. Who wants to bang a real girl?
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, Wonder Woman, as drawn by Adam Hughes, is pretty cool. And you know what's funny? When Adam Hughes draws her, she's got no hips. She got an okay, kind of smallish butt, big thighs, big calves, big arms and chest, and big boobs.
Yeah.
But no ass and no hips, because she's not having no babies. Wonder Woman don't have no babies.
Yeah, that'd be the worst to be Wonder Woman's kid. She's like, were you smoking pot? No. I'm going to get the rope.
We have Can't lie to me.
Funny comment, actually.
Oh, cool.
From Melissa. LOL. Okay, I'm tripping now. I heard your Mario Brothers fail sound bit, and now I see my next door neighbor's son jumping on his trampoline dressed as Luigi. Epic timing.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
You know, if that kid falls and hurts himself, then we can give him a little... I hope that worked out perfectly for you.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. I would go with She-Hulk because it's a green vagina.
Oh yeah,
you're all about weird Kegels. Vaginas, like
yeah,
you,
and elf vagina.
You
we
collect
all
weird vaginas.
Yeah, elven. I'd like it. I'll go with Ren Omsford from Shannara. There you go. There's some people who don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now, and that's fine.
I do, and that's weird.
Yeah. She's badass, though. She can stab people, use the elf stones, and give me a blowjob.
All of those?
Well, yeah, of course. She could use the elf stones while stabbing someone and blowing me.
You probably bought the WWE China edition of Playboy because you were like, she has a weird vagina, and I want to see that.
Dude, I think she's in porn now. Like, real
Yeah, no, she
porn.
Did some real stuff.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she in fact played She-Hulk in the Avengers porn parody. You're welcome.
No.
Wow.
I know what I'm getting Ron for his birthday this year.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
It really does. That's Dude. Awesome.
Wow. I'm actually speechless. That I didn't know that.
We have to look this up.
That's the thing that happened.
That is a thing that happened. That's the best way to put it. What other weird vaginas that Ron Swallow would be into? Like, as long as we're here.
Yeah, I want a Bank of Cthulhu, you know what I'm saying? Like Cthulhu got like a cooch face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like the Predator. The Predator face looked like a cooch, man. I like jam out. Cthulhu.
Is there female predators?
That's the worst. You'd make Emma Frost go diamond style. You'd be like, no, I don't want the real stuff.
Yeah, give me the diamond.
I want the hard, give me the cold... pussy. I want a pussy that can cut glass. That's what I want.
Goddamn right.
Oh man.
I just want it to be strong.
I just want it to be strong.
Well, holy crap.
No, I can see that. I can see that as a consideration.
I mean, you know.
Why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?
I do masturbate like the rest of you.
Dude, Ron is so super heroic. He takes durability into account with his coochies. He's like, hey, is it durable enough for me, man? I don't know, bro. I don't know why you sound like...
I don't know, bro.
Like, I don't know why you sound like Randy Macho Man.
He sounds like Hogan when he masturbates.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Like Randy Savage. Snap into it. Yeah.
I think Randy Macho Man Savage would be able to fuck Cthulhu.
Oh, yeah. Come off the top rope of Cthulhu right on his head, man.
Now,
yeah,
since,
there's no doubt.
Since dwarves in Lord of the Rings look just like male dwarves... Would that be, if you saw dwarf porn, would that be like regular porn or would it be like hermaphrodite porn?
That's a good question. That's actually somebody I think gets a bad rap is dwarves. They always are like ugly as shit and they can only like swing an axe and do some stonework. That's pretty shitty to treat dwarves like that.
They can navigate. They're great navigators.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They are great navigators. Yeah.
They're just built-in little GPSs.
How come they all got to be ugly as shit, though? And none of them are attractive.
Well, we're ugly to them.
Oh, okay, good point.
You're just taking this, you know, people-centric view of the universe.
Well, how come elves are beautiful? Elves
are always hot as hell.
Elves should be too beautiful for people to even, like, contemplate. Like Avatar people, those people look like kind of like cats and stuff, but we wouldn't want to bang them because they look, like, a little bit too weird.
Yeah, I couldn't bang an Avatar because the vagina would be too big.
Well, stop speaking on behalf of the entire planet because I have based on the amount of Avatar fanfic you'll find, if you Google the word.
Oh, nice.
Well, I mean, those people are creeps. These are furries. These are one step above furries. These blueies.
Have you guys ever seen the Avatar fleshlight?
There's an Avatar fleshlight.
It's
hilarious.
Not Avatar. It's their alien fleshlight, but it's a fleshlight
totally
with
an Avatar.
It has. It looks like it has two. It's blue and it has two clits. And then they actually have it attached to. They actually have it attached to the fan fiction porn movie.
That's hilarious.
Oh man.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's also 10 feet long.
It bangs you for about an hour and a half too long, and it's completely overrated.
Hey, it made a lot of money.
It
though.
Sure did. Hey, so we got 2 minutes left, so I want you guys to plug stuff that you're doing.
Joe, anything you got coming up?
Oh, man, my originally named the Joe Starr Show. It's a roundtable sort of talk show and with sketch and stand-up and all sorts of stuff is Thursday night, 9:30 at the Little Modern Theater in Hollywood.
Nice.
And what's your website again?
Geekscape.
It's joestar.tumblr.com, and I write for geekscape.net.
Nice. Ed, any shows?
Yeah, I'm going to put them on my calendar, but I was too lazy this week because I have a lot of stuff. So, by the time anybody listens to this, there'll be stuff on my calendar.
Okay, cool.
Oh, at Ed Greer Destroys on Twitter and supportdestruction.com.
Nice. Slayton?
Yeah, and if you're listening tonight, I'm going to be at Oaks Tavern in Sherman Oaks yelling about my dick at drunks.
Nice.
Because that's the only thing you can really do there. So if you want to hear me yell about my dick, you can come to that. Or, like I said last week, if you're in Sacramento on September 1st, you can come to Donald Zimmerman's Bar Mitzvah and see me talk about Jews for 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
So real that you have that Bar Mitzvah gig.
It's getting real now.
Yeah. September 6th, I'm at Flappers at the 10 p.m. show for The Sketchy. So come check me out on that. It's going to be awesome. We've got Angry Dorks podcast every Monday, 6 to 7 p.m., where we discuss unbelievably nerdy stuff and talk about things we want to bang.
And oh, if you
and also, you guys should come up with topics. If we're that, was that what you were going to say?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Boom. Ah, great mind.
And next week, we'll have news stories.
Yeah, so if you want to comment topics for us to talk about, feel free to do so on our Facebook page.
And you're welcome to call in. We'll give you the number next time because it's too late now, suckas.
Boom. Also, I would like to mention September 15th and 16th, Ed and I will also be at Kamikaze. And we're going to be discussing Kamikaze next week when we have Tom Frank on. And Joe Starr is going to be there as well, right?
Joe Starr going to be on that bill.
Yeah, it's Joe Starr going to be on that bill.
Joe Starr turned into Clubber Lang.
And in case you weren't aware, for those of you who don't currently have Netflix, all Star Trek TV episodes are currently available on Netflix streaming.
As well as Doctor Who and Merlin.
Oh, Merlin is the shiznit, son.
Yeah, Merlin is
awesome.
Talking
about
awesome.
From DVC?
Yeah.
Oh, Merlin ruins people.
More magic. All right,
yeah,
guys.
We're doing that next
all
time.
Right. Good night. Thank you for listening.
Sexy Time Talk from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time on Wednesday nights here on SkidRowStudios.com.
Tune into The Love Bite where all your kinky desires come true Sundays 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time at SkidRowStudios.com.
The genius of the crowd. There is enough treachery, hatred, violence, absurdity in the average human being to supply any given army on any given day. And the best at murder are those who preach against it. And the best at hate are those who preach love. And the best at war, finally, are those who preach peace. Those who preach God need God. Those who preach peace do not have peace.